Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen. It's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your hostess for today, Valuable Valicita. Welcome to Declare Victory. We are happy to have you here with us, and we know that you're going to be blessed. I have a prayer request for Gloria Barrera. She suffers from schizophrenia and was recently diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. Please pray for her complete healing. There are no new prayer requests from the app. The order of the call is as follows. Scripture will be read by Jamila, declaration by Ms. D. Prayer warrior number one is Rivonda. Prayer warrior number two is Marcus. I will repeat the order. Scripture will be read by Jamila. Declaration by Ms. D. Prayer warrior number one is Rivonda. Prayer warrior number two is Marcus. Please do not forget to mute your line by pressing your standard mute feature. I now pass the call to Jamila.
Good morning. Today's scripture is from Romans 12:19-21. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written that vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. As I pass the call, thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. It's Ms. D. Such a blessing to be online again this morning. Thank you, Sister JC, for greeting us this morning. And Valuable Valicita for your hosting, Ms. Jamila for the scripture this morning. I feel like I'm with some heavy hitters right now, so y'all keep that spiritual energy generating over the line. I'm feeling your presence. Rivonda, Marcus, thank you for being our anchors this morning. I'm going to share a personal experience I've had these past few days. And I was listening to a song a few minutes ago. The song Never Would Have Made It Without You. Without God, without Jesus, without the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life, I wouldn't be able to sit here and tell you this morning, because less than 48 hours ago, I was in a pretty numb state of being. I had some experiences over the past few weeks along with the ministry that God has put me in with people who are in grief. So I have been around grief and deep grief and pain of others for the past few weeks. On Saturday, the pain level was so high in the room, you could actually feel the tension and the heaviness in the room. Then on Sunday, we went to bury my stepmom down in San Jose, and a lot of memories came up for me around my own mother's passing, and then some personal family matters. But in the middle of it all, I would have never made it if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Father God, before I go any further, Father God, I surrender myself to you this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Help me to speak my truth this morning from my heart. I pray that it will impact someone else's life that is on this line this morning. Thank you for the creativity you've placed inside of me, Lord God. And again, I pray that this is a clear message of Christ Jesus, Lord and Savior, Redeemer and Resurrector of a bowed down and bent down spirit. As I sit in my emotional pain and my self-imposed isolation, my mind is adrift, feeling disorganized, alone, panic, anger, and fear. The adversary of my soul begins his rant. The pain and anguish want full attention, and the war begins. I hear the Holy Spirit speak, reminding me, I can't get through this. I can't heal from it. I can't fully receive the joy and be resurrected without sitting in it. That's a shouting place right now. And let me explain why I said that's a shouting place. Because I landed with a resurrection state of mind. It seemed appropriate that I would be landing in this place at this particular time. This is the fifth day of Lent, and I'm facing down my life. As we are approaching the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I once heard a preacher say, we are people who seek to avoid pain and get to the shout. In our haste, we run past the cross, the crucifixion, straight to the resurrection. And I wanted to rush past this place I'm in right now. I wrestle with wanting to go shopping, to get the pain away, to get busy, to push the pain away. I wanted to sleep this pain away. I wanted to do almost anything that would move me a little quicker through my pain. But instead, I slowed down. I needed to make sure I was staying real before God. And I was reminded that I can't be resurrected without sitting with this pain. Spiritually, the spotlight of God shows us our need and gives us the solution. A part of that solution is self-honesty and also being honest with God. So as the initial shock, disbelief, and numbness of my mind began to lift, I felt the emotional pain directly in my heart again. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to think about this. And I stopped right there to listen to the Holy Spirit speak to me from the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 5a. God said, I prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And it just resounded in me as I listened and I thought about the words that I was hearing. When God prepares the table for us, when God prepares, right there, he prepares. We are prepared for the situations that come up in life. For over our years of studying to show ourselves approved, a workman that needs not be ashamed of his work, he has equipped us with, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he has prepared us and equipped us to meet any situation, any circumstance that arises in our lives. As I heard him talking to me about being trained and how he had coached me and how he had positioned me to fight a good fight of faith, I started to take a breath, and the pain was there, and it was just right at the back of my eyes. I could feel the stinging pushing through. He continued to explain to me about that table. He said, D, the table is a flat surface. I have flattened out the field for you. These things will not overwhelm you. They will not cause you depression and isolation. You are more than a conqueror because I have set the table before you. In the presence of me, the enemy will be defeated. The table is that flat surface, and it has a stable base. Jesus Christ is the stable base that has set the table for us to stand on when the winds of life start blowing, whatever they may be, whatever comes up. If it's something in the past, the present, or leading into today, he has already set the table. He has leveled the field. The enemy has no power over us, and he has no dominion over us. Thank you, Lord. Being in the presence, he talked to me about being in the presence. To be in the presence is to be in place. Be in place of the thing that is taking place. When I said I wanted to get out of my feelings, I would have been out of place. I couldn't be get healed and restored if I'm out of place. I need to be in a position that I'm facing my fears, I'm facing my anxieties, I'm facing my disappointments and trusting God to see me through, because I'm going to look him dead in the eye. When Christ sets the table, he gives us a position to look things straight on, knowing that he is with us and has equipped us to walk through it. We talk about the enemy. Whew. In this instance, See, the enemy is not something on the outside. It's something on the inside. It's where my thoughts went. It's how my heart felt. Emotions can be paralyzing. Emotions can create fear. Emotions can create doubt. They can cause emotional outbursts, shock, numbness, anger, cause us to search for answers that we ourselves are trying to put in place of the things that are coming up for us. They can cause panic, guilt, shame, loneliness, and lead to depression. Those are the enemies I was fighting because my heart was impacted, which touched my thoughts. So I needed to get to a place where I could sit with Christ to be able to see the enemies that were in front of me so that I can address them. Until I address those enemies of my mind and of my heart, I would not be resurrected to the fullness of joy of Jesus Christ. This is not going to be a very long declaration. I'm just coming out of that, sitting in my ashes in sackcloth. And I had a bunch of phone calls, but I couldn't take them right then because I needed to sit with the Lord and let him help me process where I was so that I could be reassured and affirmed in my relationship with him so that the hope that lives in me, thank you, Jesus, could rise back up and take the place of the enemy that was taunting me at that time. Sitting with Christ, being honest with him about my emotions, it did just that. And his unstoppable flow of affirmation and promises came to my mind. He started to say, I will never leave or forsake you. I will heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. When you turn to me, I will heal your land. When you turn to me, I will perfect all the things that concern you. When you turn to me, I will carry that burden with you. When you turn to me, I will anoint your head with oil. That's deep because that means I'm not going to run head on into my situations or let them overcome me. He's going to make my head so slippery that can't nothing catch me up. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And then my cup is going to run over. My cup will run over. I can be filled. My cup will be filled, and I'll be able to give goodness back out to others instead of living in a place of emotional outbursts that would not serve right to the people I talk to, nor for me, nor will they represent Jesus Christ. Thankful for God taking, slowing us down in life to sometimes just take that knee wherever you are and whatever comes up. When the emotion arises so we don't respond or react out of our old nature. And then he also says at the end of Psalms in chapter 23, verse 6, after he anoints our head with oil that our cups will be running over, he says that surely goodness and mercy. I need mercy. We need mercy. He said it will follow us all the days of our life, that we'll be able to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the book of Psalms, chapter 32, David begins with the good news of life lived in forgiveness. Even our emotions cause us to have to ask God for forgiveness because in my emotional state, I have reacted in some ways that are ungodly. Then he takes a detour. David takes a detour and remembers his past, his own life. When I think on the goodness of Lord God Jesus Christ in my life, it makes me take a reflective look and remember my life and my past and what I've struggled through on my own and how I've come through with less struggles with Jesus Christ. How when I quickly surrender to him before I take control, the process goes a lot quicker. I don't find myself in a depressed state. David, using his own sin and failures, calls all of us to stand under the spotlight of God's truth. Being in the spotlight of truth can be very uncomfortable. It can hurt. It can sting. It can embarrass and humiliate us. At the same time, God is not about these things. God is about healing and restoring and reinvigorating and recreating. The spotlight is not designed to take us down. It is designed to lift us up out of the gutter and clean us up and to set us free. To God be the glory. That's all I have for you this morning. I pray that something will say it will touch your life to see that the enemies that we wrestle with aren't only external, but they are internal. the old mind thoughts, the old patterns and behaviors that we struggle with and overcome and have overcome, but we're daily overcome by the renewing of our minds, putting on the whole armor of God and being able to stand in the spotlight of Christ, being honest about where we are. The past few weeks on the call, I've heard the comments that we've made, and these things don't just pass through me. I meditate on a lot of what I hear, and sometimes in through the week, they start to show back up in different ways. So I just want to ask you to take a moment to take a deep breath, consider sitting at the table with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning, in whatever the situations are in life. Let him prepare the way to go. Let him show you how equipped you are to be an overcomer and to lead you out of the valley of the shadow of death. Ms. Dean, I'm out as I pass the call to Ms. Rabonda.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you and we praise you this morning. God, we give you the glory this morning for who you are, Lord Jesus. God, I love you. God, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Lord God, your name is to be praised. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for your demonstration in the earth. God, that we have become a praise of your glory, Lord Jesus. We give you praise this morning, Lord God, for who you are, Lord Jesus, in your splendor. God, I thank you. God, we praise you. We lift our hearts up, Lord Jesus. God, we lift our hands up, Lord Jesus. And we honor you this morning, God, with this portion, Lord God. We tithe this portion of the morning to you, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord Jesus. We tear through, God, this veil of flesh, Lord God, that wants to sleep in slumber, Lord God, and we give you the glory this morning. God, we don't boast in anything but in you, Lord Jesus, God. We don't boast in our much doing, Lord God. We don't boast in our much knowing, Lord God, or what we have, Lord Jesus, but we boast in you that we have you this morning, God. And we thank you for the earnest that you have put deep down on the inside of us, God. Your spirit, Lord Jesus. The ability for us to live a saved life, Lord God. For we couldn't do this without you, Lord Jesus. For our righteousness, we realize, is a filthy rag, God. That it conceives nothing, Lord Jesus. But God, we are blessed that we're hid in you, Lord God. That we are, Lord Jesus, the circumcision, Lord God. We worship you in the spirit and we rejoice in you, in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in our flesh, Lord God. So we lift our minds far above, Lord Jesus, foolishness, God, wayward talking and wayward thinking, Lord Jesus. And we give you the glory this morning, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you because we have our petitions, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because we're covered by the blood, Lord Jesus, that when we show up, God, hallelujah, you see your son. We bless you this morning, Father, for sending your son on our behalf, Lord Jesus, while we were yet sinners, Lord God, and you knew our decisions and you knew our filthiness and our much toiling, Lord God. You prepared your son, Lord Jesus, to be a sacrifice for our sin. And so we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You said that the word in your word that the blood of bullocks and other animals wouldn't do. Hallelujah. So you sent the perfect one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for preparing, Lord Jesus, this life for us, Lord God, that we may walk it out, Lord Jesus. God, to display, Lord Jesus, your splendor, God, and that We're miracles, Lord Jesus, in the making, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that on this call that we realize that we can do nothing without you. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask forgiveness of sin, Lord Jesus. This morning we ask that you forgive us of anything, Lord Jesus, whether it's the sin of omission or commission, what we did or what we forgot to do. God, we ask right now that you forgive us and cleanse us, Lord Jesus, from all unrighteousness. God, we thank you this morning for our lives, Lord Jesus, our health, Lord Jesus, God, and our minds, Lord God. For some of us, Lord Jesus, who've had to really fight, God, fight just to stay present, Lord Jesus. If some of us, Lord God, who've had to fight for our health, Lord God, if some of us who've had to fight, Lord Jesus, concerning our finances and our households, Lord Jesus, and our children, Lord God, some of us have had to fight, Lord Jesus, on behalf of our jobs, Lord Jesus, and on behalf of others, Lord God, we thank you because we were right there and you were right there with us, Lord Jesus. God, I bless you for being in the middle of my stuff, Lord God. At times when I didn't feel your presence, I had to pull on my faith and know that you were always there. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you were there all the time. You said you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're stretching us, Lord God, to be the stature of men and women, Lord God, that you have called us to be, Lord God, priests, Lord Jesus, and vessels that are lively, Lord Jesus, and vessels of honor, Lord God, not because of what we did, Lord God, but because of what you've done for us, Lord Jesus. God, what you have brought me through, Lord Jesus. God, what you have walked with me through, Lord God, and at times when I felt like I've had to go it alone, Lord Jesus, I thank you for those moments, Lord God, when I was discouraged, Lord God, and it made me angry, and it rose up a fight in me, Lord Jesus, that caused fortitude, Lord Jesus, that caused stick-to-itiveness, Lord God, that I would hang in there in the fight, Lord God. I bless you that you've taught our hands how to fight. God, when it doesn't feel so good, you've taught us not to trust our feelings, Lord God. Lord Jesus, when I thought something was wrong, Lord God, you helped me to know, Lord God, not to even trust my own heart at times, but to lean and depend on you. God, we trust and we lean and we depend on you. God, you've made our feet as hind feet. God, when the places, God, in our lives were high, Lord God, when the times, Lord Jesus, seemed a little steep, God, when the price seemed like it was too much to pay, God, you caused us to tread upon high places, Lord Jesus. God, when it felt like our legs were giving in, God, and our lives were giving out, God, thank you. We thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for how you did it, Lord God, and how you taught us, Lord Jesus, and you're yet teaching us, God, how to hang on in there. God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for the miracles, Lord Jesus, that we have experienced on this line, Lord Jesus. God, and the miracles that are yet in process, Lord Jesus, and those who have called in for prayer, Lord Jesus, and those, Lord God, who have been on the prayer list, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you because we believe you, God. We thank you that we wake up in the morning and we call the meeting between the earth and the heavenlies, Lord Jesus, on the behalf of somebody else who don't even realize that somebody's praying, Lord Jesus. God, for that doctor's hand, for that surgeon's hand, Lord Jesus. God, even for that teacher's hand while she's in the classroom, God, and she's up over our children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that our prayers even reach that classroom, God. When people, Lord Jesus, are teaching something that's contrary to our beliefs, God, I thank you because I got enough to know I need information, Lord God, because I need to know, we need to know how to battle this enemy. So, God, we bless you for that. God, we thank you for the pastors, God, who are up over us, Lord Jesus, and the times, Lord God, that they spent in the Word, God, preparing a meal for us, God, for instructions in righteousness. God, we thank you, and we bless you for them all this morning. We thank you for their wives, Lord Jesus, God, who their husbands and their family is their first ministry, Lord God. We thank you for their sacrifice, God, and how she gives up time, Lord God, so that the people, so that we may be fed, Lord God, and so that we may be able, Lord Jesus, to know even the more about you and what you have for us. God, we thank you. God, I thank you for our children. I bless you this morning for our kids, Lord Jesus, God. And some of us are adults now, Lord Jesus, and are making a decision. And we no longer have control, Lord Jesus, but we have influence. God, teach us how to be wise parents. God, teach us how to go in and out of their lives as we should, Lord God. But foremost, Lord Jesus, teach us how to give them up to you, Lord God, how to believe you in their lives, Lord God. And just like we come through some stuff, God, they have to have their time when they go through, Lord Jesus. God, bless them right now, our adult children. Bless them now, God, in every decision that they make, Lord God, that they will turn to you, Lord Jesus, and depend on you, Lord God. And when they become overwhelmed, Lord Jesus, that they look to you, Lord Jesus. And even if they come to us, God, help us not to be so quick to speak, Lord Jesus, but to listen to the whole matter. God, help us to listen to the whole matter. Lord Jesus, help us not to be reactive, but responsive, taking time, Lord Jesus, not to just to wait to speak, Lord Jesus, or wait to talk, Lord God, but to hear, God, the whole matter. God, teach us right now. God, even our children who are wayward, Lord God, and are estranged from some of us, God, who we haven't talked to in a long time. God, I thank you for restoring my family, Lord Jesus. God, that I know what it's like not to have your children in your life, Lord God, for anger, Lord Jesus. And sometimes it's decisions that we've had to make, Lord God, because we believe you in their lives. And, Lord God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, because a joyful heart is good medicine. God, but your word says a broken spirit drieth up the bones. But the spirit of a man can endure sickness, Lord Jesus. But a broken spirit will dry up the bones. God, I thank you that our bones are moist, Lord Jesus, this morning, that we have a place that we can say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because we thank you even in the small stuff, Lord God. We thank you even for the small victories, God, that maybe no one else will see or hear about, Lord God, because you only get the glory. So we bless you for our children, God, and we thank you for their health, Lord God, and we thank you for their going and their coming. Lord Jesus, even the husbands and the wives that are on this line, God, I bless you for them, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they're hanging on in there, God, and they're walking this thing out, Lord Jesus, and they're examples, Lord Jesus, in this dharma that we can see it, Lord Jesus. God, we can hear it, and we sense your presence all around them, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're answering prayer, Lord God, and that you're meeting needs, Lord Jesus, and they're becoming one, God, with their much toiling. Lord Jesus, God, they believe you. We bless you, God. We thank you for those who have administered on this line, Lord Jesus, God, who have set up, God, and have done declarations, Lord Jesus, and those who have taken the time, Lord Jesus, instruct us in the morning, Lord God, for that 20 or 30 minutes, God, we bless you for it, Lord Jesus, and sometimes it could be difficult to listen to, God, because it pierces us, Lord Jesus, but we thank you because you're making us, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're clay in your hands, Lord Jesus, God, we bless your name, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, God, hallelujah, that the very gates of hell, you said, wouldn't prevail against this, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you that you have built this on a stable place, Lord Jesus. It's a place of safety, God, a place that we can open up our hearts, Lord Jesus, God, and we can take down the wall, a brick at a time, Lord Jesus, God, and we can be honest with one another, God, and love on one another, Lord Jesus. And sometimes we have to tell the hard truth, God, but I bless you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, because it's like a full of soap, Lord Jesus, that you're cleansing us, Lord Jesus, cleansing us, Lord God. You're allowing us, Lord Jesus, to be who we need to be, and you're taking our testimonies, how marred they may be, God, and sometimes embarrassing, Lord Jesus, have been to us, Lord God, and have caught us up in weird places, our stories, God. You have turned them into testimonies, God, that are able to free other people, Lord Jesus, that they may know you are real, Lord God. And then there's some of us, Lord Jesus, who live lives as overcomers, God. That thing ain't left, Lord Jesus. But I believe you, God. This thing ain't hasn't taken me down, but I believe you, Lord God. This thing come and visits me from time to time, but God, we believe you and we trust you this morning because you are the God of the overcomers. Oh, my God, bless your name, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, and we give you the glory this morning. God, we didn't sleep outside. Y'all know it. Y'all know how I feel. I didn't sleep outside, so I thank you, God. The house might be cold, but God is even colder outside. I bless your name, Lord Jesus, that my refrigerator may not have everything that I want in it, Lord God, but I've got something I can go to. I can turn the water on and flush the toilet. God, the sidewalk wasn't my mattress, Lord Jesus. Newspaper wasn't my cover. And God, I bless you this morning because I didn't have to sleep in the elements, Lord Jesus. But God, we bless you, God, even for the small things. And we give you thanks and we give you glory on this morning. And we give you the praise because we have no reason, God, to complain. We have no reason to complain, Lord Jesus, but to give you the glory and give you the honor and give you the praise as I pass the call to market.
Father, we thank you for the prayer that have gone up. We thank you for the declaration. We thank you, God, for every person that is on the call under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, I pray that you will bless us, God, to have the heart of thanksgiving and a heart, a spirit of worship, oh, God. We lift up our praise unto you, God, to thank you and to glorify you and to give you the praise because you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy of all the glory. We worship you today. We honor you today. God, we pray that you would have mercy upon those who are in a condition of sin, God. I pray, God, that you would help us all, God, to keep our hearts right and our minds and get ourselves in the right place, God. Lord, we need your help, God. We our flesh sometimes takes us the wrong direction, but God, we know that you can help us to get right back on the right path. Help us to follow your word and to continue to look to you, God, for direction, to follow your light, and we thank you for it. Lord, pray for every church around the nation, around the world, God, that you will bless them in a special way. God, to help them not to forget their purpose, Lord. Lord, to help them not to forget their mission and to understand that the ultimate mission is found in your word. And we thank you for it, God. We pray for every city, God, all around. God, that you will bless them in every way, financially and in every other way possible, God. I pray that you will bring down the crime rate. God, that you would help. Just help those who are in charge, the police and those who are in authority, God, to come up with ways that can help to join the community more in peace and in harmony, God, so that our children can grow up in cities where it's not a lot of crime and it's not a lot of killing and issues of that nature. We pray, God, for our states, our world, and our nation as a whole, God, that you would join us together, God, that we cut this division down, God, that we can come more together, even though we have disagreeing opinions about certain things. God, we know that even in being divided on certain issues, God, we can still be united on others. And so, Lord, help us to find that unity. Help us to find that strength among us, and we thank you for it, and we believe you for it. We know that it's possible. We know that it's a possibility. So we trust and believe, God, that you're giving us the ability to do so. We pray for the legislature and the local governments, God, that the decisions that they make will be for the betterment of our governments, for the betterment of our cities and our states and our nation, God. We pray, God, for that freedoms and rights are not lost, God, that they don't change laws so much that it takes away the freedoms and rights that we all have enjoyed, oh God. Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless, God, that you would just begin to go into the Senate and the House, and God, all of the representatives, whether they're Republican or Democrat or whatever party they are for, I pray, God, that you would help us, God, help them, God, to be mindful of their decisions and the laws they pass and the way they make those decisions. I pray, God, that you would help them to think clearly and to think for the betterment of the people and not to have selfish ambitions and money-driven goals, God. That I pray that you would rebuke the hand of the enemy on every hand, God, to disturb and destroy the people of this nation. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help our new president, oh God, bless him in a special way. Touch him right now, God. I pray, God, that you would just touch his soul, speak to him in his sleep, oh God. God, I pray that you would send people
that will speak a word that will touch his heart, that will move him in a certain way, in a special way. Know that you're able, God. No person is too far from you, that you can't bring them to a certain place, that you can't speak to them, that you can't talk to them. And so I pray, God, that you're doing it now. I pray, God, for our military, every branch of the military, God, and those who are in it, oh God, that you would keep them covered and safe, God, and bring them home safely. And God, those families who have lost loved ones in the military, I pray that you give them security, give them comfort, oh God, and bless them in a special way, God, that they will not be completely angry and stay bitter because of the loss, but God, that you can give them strength in the midst of it all. And we thank you for it. Now, Lord, as we prepare to go into our corporate praise, God, we just want to praise you and lift you up for all the prayers that have gone up and all of the words that have been shared. God, we just take our phones off mute and we give you praise, yes, and we give you worship, and we give, yes, you glory, Lord, and we give you honor, because, yes, you are God. You are King.
Hallelujah.
You are Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are mighty.
Yes.
Jesus, that means all things come under your Thank you for choosing us. Give us a word, Lord God.
Thank you for choosing the mind, Lord God.
The Lord has been
Lord God.
Give us a word, Lord God.
Great God, that you will bless us. Hallelujah.
To take it out into the highway.
Victory and love, life, and victory portion of the call. Pray, God, that you will bless every person, God. But let us not to take the back seat, but help us to bless one, to be a blessing to one to another. And we know that we are all here to bless one another, to sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron. And we bless you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for every word that will be shared from here. And we bless your name. We give you glory today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, as I pass the call back to the host.
Amen and amen. Well, hello and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Susie Romack, and I am your post-hostess for today, and I hope you have been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get a chance to say hello? Is there anyone else that joined the call late that did not get a chance to say hello?
Good morning, family. It's Bubbly.
Good morning, Bubbly.
Good morning, everyone.
Sharon. Good morning, Brother Andrew. And who else was that?
Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, family.
Good morning, family. It's Pam.
Good morning, Pam. And who else was that?
It was good morning, Pam. Gwen.
Gwen, good morning. And who else was that?
It was Tanisha, Susie. Good morning.
I thought it was Tanisha. Good morning. Is there anyone else?
Good morning. It's Moni.
Good morning, Moni. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Victory family. God bless you all.
God bless you all too, Brother Jack.
Good morning, it's Bernice.
Good morning, Bernice. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning? Are there any birthdays today?
Yes, it's my mother's birthday up in heaven.
And who's this?
This is War Princess. Her name is Beverly Morris.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Beverly Morris. Thank you, Trina. Any other birthdays? Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory discussion on the Today's Declaration. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful and blessed day. Love you all as I pass the call to Miss D. God bless you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Susie. Host, I like that.
You're welcome.
God bless you this morning. Thank you so much for your diligence and your continued service to our call line. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss D. That made my day.
Amen. Levon and Marcus, y'all, and the collective praise, y'all bought it in today. My soul is lifted up. And I believe in my heart, that's why Lord says, forsake not the fellowship of one another. Because together, when I'm down, I always talk about my allies when I'm down, you guys. I hear your voices, and it helps to move my position. So this morning, I talked to you from Psalms 23, verse 5a. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's the part right there that carried me through some difficult heartbreak this past couple days. And within a 24-hour period, my shift took place as I saw what God was saying to me. That also recognizing that the enemy or the enemy, the adversary, can reside inside of us. Sometimes I look at the outer stuff and I don't pay a lot to how I work to escape things. So I needed to sit where I was. And so I did a shutdown for the past couple of days and just sat. I want to thank everybody who called and reached out to me. I just knew that I needed to be still and sit with what I was experiencing, that that was the only way I was going to be able to have my cup refilled, have my head anointed, and be in the full presence of God. So the line is open. If anything came up for anyone, if it's something you want to talk about, please feel free. And again, I pray that this part of that scripture would impact your life as much as it impacted mine. Call is open.
Good morning, Ms. D. Thank you for your sermon this morning. That wasn't a declaration. That was a sermon, and it really touched my heart. What I appreciated most about it is the reminder of setting our mind for the confrontation, because God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And a lot of times, I'm speaking personally, a lot of times when I'm confronted, my first reaction is to sort of become a turtle, to close myself off from others and deal with my struggle, my crisis, my battle, and forget those scriptures that I know, where God promised to help me, where He's made a way of escape, where He has provided provision for me. And the bottom line is, I can approach the conflict like David did, where he runs to the fight because he knows God is going before him and he has nothing to fear. Or I could be like Moses, where I stand there making excuses and shying away. God didn't give me that spirit of fear, and He's got a purpose for me, and there is space that I need to occupy. And so I don't have time to be afraid. I don't have time to make excuses. I don't have time to find reasons to not be in the thick of it. And so I just want to thank you for that reminder this morning that I need to be true to my purpose. And, you know, don't be so quick to have a pity party. Don't be so quick to look for someone else to join me, that I need to just go in the power and His promise. Thank you this morning.
Amen. Amen. I'm smiling and nodding my head as you were speaking and as you wrapped up. It's like I could have easily found a way to stay where I was, feel resentment, and blame others. But that would have been lying to myself and justifying negative behaviors that will set me back and would not reflect the Christ that I serve. Thank you so much, brother. Is there someone else?
Yeah.
Hi, Ms. Diaz Moni.
Go ahead, Moni. I'll go after you.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for your declaration. It's really good to know that, I mean, these declarations really help us to understand that we're not the only one going through what we go through. And I really appreciate it, because where I'm at right now, for me, I'm really happy to hear those verses, and thank you, Andrew, because, you know, we're walking in similar situations, especially at work, and it's good to know and be reminded that He's fighting my battles. He really is, and I don't need to go up, and I don't need to have all my P's and Q's and notes in order and jotting everything down, and so I don't forget, you know, because it's difficult to keep my eyes on work, and then it's not even possible to keep a running log of what's going on, and God doesn't want me to do that. He doesn't want me to keep track and keep writing down all the wrongs so that I can have all my facts in order for when I go into the courtroom. He doesn't want that at all. You know, He wants me to just focus on Him and understand that He really is fighting my battles, and He really is there, and what's happening to me is happening for a reason. It might not be for the other person. It might be for me to catch it. Catch it, Monique. What is it? Catch it. Sit down. And like you did, sit down and really ponder on what is going on. Why is it going on? Why am I having to deal with this? How is it going to make me better? Look at the pros and the cons. And spend time with God while I'm doing that, so that He can validate to me and give me that peace that I need. to be able to keep going, especially, you know, with situations at work, because we go to work every day. And for those of you that might be going through what I'm going through, you know, it's really difficult, but I keep returning back to him saying, he's fighting my battle. He is. I don't need to go over there and find the biggest, huge, the biggest weapon to cut them in their throat, put them in their place, and let them know that I know. I've been keeping track of what all you guys are doing or whatever have you. I'm right. I'm right here. I was right there. I was right here. I was right there. You're wrong there. You're wrong there. You're wrong there. You're wrong. No. Keep my eyes on God, and he's got this for me. He's got this. I don't need to ramble my mouth. I need to take it to him, and he's going to see me through. Thank you, Miss Dean.
Amen. Thank you. That scripture came up about while they're casting, and somebody, y'all Bible readers going to know what I'm talking about. While they putting hot stones on you, they putting hot coals on their own heads. You know, they're basically burying themselves, a child of God. You know, that's what he tells us. That's what we have to believe. But also remember, he said he set the table before us. We equipped the playing field is level. Whatever you're coming up against, it's been leveled. He said it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
Thank you, Didi, for relinquishing that line for Sister Moni. Go ahead.
I'm just laying here. I got my little baby, so she's woke. But just okay. Hearing your heart this morning and being, I call myself a love for wounded hearts and people that have been grief stricken and been able to sit in on one of your sessions. That was such an enlightening experience for me. And I can only imagine how heavy it gets sometimes, because when you are drawn to people that are wounded and hurt and going through that type of grief, it can be a lot. And sometimes when we get depleted, because that happens too, that isolation comes over, you go into shutdown mode, but the fight of faith is there. So as you were talking, I've been lifting you up, and you know, always, because that's how I get too, because it seems like I'm drawn to those that are hurting and those who have lost and those, whatever the situation is. But I have to learn how to regroup. And I tapped into his shadow safety and Psalms 91 and just all the scriptures to get my strength back and to recharge just like you do, and just to know when to just take I know I ramble, but that spiritual depletion that we do get at times, because when you are intercessor and when you have a heart for people and you're in the trenches of it. So I can only imagine when you're going through, because you're going through your own stuff, physical, mental, emotional, you know, just everything sometimes, just to get that restoration from others. And that's why I'm glad we have one another, because the word is clear, and God will definitely restore us when we're going through. So what I heard this morning was just through everything, and you had to go put your stepmother, her home going. I mean, so much that goes on sometimes that we need to just take a deep breath, and like you did, and realize that God's already prepared a table for us, and he has us, but we have to learn how to really rest in him through everything and to guard our hearts and our minds, because I know this last week for me, you all know, with my niece dang near losing her life, and just the anniversaries of my nephew's girlfriend. So it's so much that mentally and spiritually, I got to prepare myself first. You know what I mean? I have to make sure that I know the word and I know, you know, how to stand so that I don't slide down and stay down. So, and sometimes too, like you said, people are reaching out, but you got to, not sometimes you just got to commune with God and get intimate with him, and so he can remind you that he is who he said he is and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. But it does get tedious and it does get overwhelming, and you just got to know the fight of faith is a real fight, and you got to continue to fight it. That's all. I love you, and I'm so grateful for you in my life.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for checking in on me. I really appreciate it. And when I heard this minister once talking about how we rush past the traumatic events that Christ experienced before his death, it just reminded me that in order to get to that place of being restored and resurrected from whatever the events are in life that we're encountering, We have to go through some pain. New life comes through pain. The birth of a child, the birth of a ministry, it comes through some pain. So you have to go through it. We talk about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but some of us don't even go in there. And if we're not experiencing some Death Valley experiences, how are we shouting about a resurrection? That's just for me. I need to experience, because see, today, I truly got a praise in my heart, because 2 days ago, I couldn't open my mouth. So I'm thankful for those places that God allowed me to sit in the past 24 hours, because I wrote this on that Monday when I was in the middle of it that Monday night. But all the time I can hear the voice of God talking to me about what he has already done and how he has already equipped. And he has done this for us. Those of us who are following us on this call, following Christ, he has already prepared us for these journeys we're going to go on. We're not going unprepared. We don't know when they're coming or what they're going to come like, but he's already prepared us. Does someone else like to share this morning?
Good morning, Miss D. It's Tanisha.
Good morning, sister.
I just wanted to reiterate great declaration. It was important for me to remember that it's not good to try and rush through the process, especially when it's difficult, that those moments and that aspect of the process is just as important as any of the other phases. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you so much for what it is that you do. Thank you for the sacrifice, having a background in advocacy work and healthcare. I absolutely can identify with how taxing and depleting it can be sometimes. So I just want you to know that I greatly appreciate the work that you do in the trenches for the people of the community that I was born and raised in. And to let you know, if you ever need me, I am here.
Amen. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming out and lending yourself to the service work in our community, because that's a part of what God calls us to do, to go out to the least of him. So when, you know, even myself and others who are helpers, and as Dee Dee was talking about, you're drawn to do certain works. That's what Christ did. And so we only getting a little bit to experience a little bit what he actually experienced, carrying in his heart the love for others and concern for others. So we get to emulate and experience what he went through. Thank you for sharing this morning. Is there someone else?
Good morning, Miss D. It's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Is there someone else? Who is that back there?
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Good morning. Let's let Sister Tanya go, and then you, Sister Pamela. Thank you. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for the share. So many things came up as you began to share this morning. I absolutely got a visual of sitting down at the table. You talked about how that when you, I think you said something along the lines, when you're at the table, you're at eye level. To be eye level with the enemy, with your enemy, because sometimes we'll think that the enemy has the upper hand, but he never does. So I got a visual of just sitting down at the table that the Lord prepares for us. And I thought about him serving us, because that's really what, to me, when I think about the table, how he prepares a table for us, he's preparing to serve us. And I think that that is absolutely incredible. I also thought about how that we have to get stored up. So this time that we spend in the morning, maybe you're not going through a winter season in your life. Maybe you're in the autumn, or maybe you're in the spring or the summer, a summer season of your life. But they come in cycles. The things that we face, they come in cycles. And so we'll go through a winter season. It may seem like that we're stuck there, but we're not. I mean, at some point, we're going to experience what comes after winter. I guess it's whatever, but you know
right.
What I'm saying. Like, it's spring comes back, right? So we'll, you know, and so my point is that to the best of our ability, being prepared. So what you're doing this morning, the time that we're tithing our time, the time that we invest in the mornings, don't think that this is just a waste of time. You're actually making an investment in your spiritual life. So in those times, maybe you've never experienced a time like where Miss D talked about, she couldn't speak, she couldn't move. I have. And I had to sit there for a minute to get my bearings. But when I got once I got my bearings, I was able to help to recognize where I was and say, I can't stay here. I got to get out of there. My way to get out was to fight the enemy, and the way that I fight the enemy is through my worship. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What's a stronghold? That thing that seems to have you so bound, that makes you shut your mouth, that makes you just sit there because there's that heaviness that you feel. And so while it's a natural process, we have to be careful that we use our reserve prayers, our reserve scripture reading, our reserve of listening and giving, paying attention on the call, whether you're taking notes or actually giving a declaration, drawing on that living water that we've taken in is so important. So don't feel like this is just a waste of time and you're just going through the motion. You are, if that's the mindset that you have, but I see it as a way of subconsciously making investments in myself. So I enjoyed the nuggets, the epiphanies that I had as you spoke. And so thank you for sharing this morning.
Amen. Thank you too, Sister Tanya. Sister Pamela?
Yes, I also really enjoyed your declaration. And the thing that really spoke volumes to me was, like Tanya, when you were speaking about the table that was set before the presence of our enemy, and how the table was a level playing field, and how it was flat, and how it had a strong, sturdy foundation. And, you know, that just spoke volumes. I had never heard it presented that way before. And, you know, it just really spoke to me because so often we see our adversaries as this strong power that over stronghold that tries to bind us and keep us down. And, you know, to think of it as, you know, we're on a level playing field, and that, you know, the enemy essentially has no power, and that, you know, we have this strong foundation of the table that we can rise above our enemy. And so I just really thank you so much for just kind of visualizing that in such a way that to help us to understand it better. Thank you. I love you. And I just so much appreciate you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. As I was walking through what I was experiencing, I know how to get out of my feelings. I can do anything. I told you I wanted to go shopping, and I did actually go to the bank and get the money. But when I went in the store, it wasn't satisfying. It wasn't removing me from what I was experiencing. So then I went to get some food, and as I started to eat, it was bland. So I was, again, not being satisfied. The pain, the experience I was having, it wasn't going away. So my running and trying to fix with the things didn't work. And so that caused me to sit. I don't mean literally sitting, because I walk. So when I started walking the marina, I talked to God on the way because I needed him to help me identify. I can't always identify the enemy. So he presented what was going on with me. And that's when the bow broke, so to speak. As I was walking, I started to confess how much pain I was in, what I was feeling, and the weight I was carrying as the tears started to flow. That silky feeling down my face, I felt a relief in my heart. But I did not want to experience what I was feeling because I knew that it was heavy, and it was fearful. It caused me fear. I was having emotional outbursts. But when I walked that water side, my hope was renewed. My strength was renewed. I escaped depression, because if I'd have held on to that pain, the thoughts that ramble in my head when my adversary gets to kicking around stuff, it could have overwhelmed me, because that's how heavy it was feeling in my chest. Thank you, guys, because that strong foundation, Jesus Christ said, come sit down here with me and let's talk this over. We're going to sit all this stuff in front of you that you're looking at. Everything that's bothering you right now, we're going to sit it at this table in front of us. Me and you are going to sit right here, and we're going to confront this one at a time. Glory to God.
Anyone else want to share?
Yes, this is me. This is Carolyn. Good morning. Good morning, sister. How are you? Oh, thank you. Thank you for your ministry, God. Thank you. Wow, for your declaration on this morning. When I heard your voice, I'm like, oh, wow, amen. All I could think of off the top was the healing circle and you in the middle of it. I was like, oh, God. And then hearing you in the Word and Psalms 23, and I was like, yeah. What a blessing. I thank you for that intimacy that you were talking about with our Lord. I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. And then when you talked about the grace and mercy, I thought about one of my earlier mentors telling me, yeah, that's the angel following you. Know that. I'm like, oh, amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that word on today. Thank you for your ministry that you're walking in and delivering and what God has for you and how he's holding you and keeping you. Thank you, sister, for opening your mouth on today and every day. Thank you. Love you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. I want to come to the healing circle and minister and be here to pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love to have you. Thank you.
Amen.
Is there someone else that would like to share? It's still early, y'all. It's only 7:16. Where y'all saved folks at? Are y'all saved enough? You ain't got no enemies running after you, chasing you down, bugging your brain all through the night.
Good morning, Miss D.
Hey, Miss D.
Good morning,
oh,
my brother.
I'll go after Jeff. It's Dan.
Okay. Good morning, Brother Jeff.
You know, you mentioned the emotions and the different things that comes out of the enemy attacking us through our emotions. I heard a little bit of it, but how we take hits and get attacked through our emotions. Could you touch on that a little bit more?
Yeah. When I was hurt, it was like I was shocked. I felt a little bit numb. I denied some of the things that were being said, even if they was true, I was denying. I started to have some emotional outbursts. I was saying stuff that was meant to be harmful, but it was coming up as a, when them emotional outbursts come up, it's for me to try to call myself, protecting myself, which is denial again. I was angry. I was fearful. I was searching for reasons why I should be angry and maintain the anger. My thoughts were disorganized, and I had racing thoughts. I was in a panic, and I was also feeling guilty, which was leading me into a place of isolation, which could have been an isolation that could have led to depression, but my self-isolation took me to a place to go talk to God versus stand in my own resolve. So at that point, I had to keep hearing the God voice inside of me saying, you need to stop this, because it was going in a cycle. Because every time I had a thought, the thought led to fear, anger, and it was panic. And I felt like I was losing control. And so I came to the resolve that, you know, this, if I keep going this route right here, I'm going to end up very angry and resentful, and I'm going to shut down a piece of my heart. You remember the movie The Grinch when he stole, The Grinch That Stole Christmas? Or whatever that movie is, a Christmas movie. But the Grinch's heart was small, so he didn't have a whole lot of feelings. When we live out of our hearts, we have feelings. And in the movie, the Grinch starts talking about, because he started crying, he was like, oh, what is this I'm feeling? His heart was expanding. Living out of our hearts caused an expansion, and I did not want to shut down a part of my heart. And I felt that if I didn't address what I was actually feeling, I would have shut down a part of my heart. And that was getting ready to cut somebody out of my life that I love with my life. So I needed to keep my heart open and experience what I was feeling. Did that kind of clarify a little bit, brother?
Yeah, in your declaration, I just heard how we take so many hits in our emotions, and to get the best of us if we don't, you know, find a way to harness them. But I heard you say how you sat at the table and just you and God, and you know, you gathered yourself And then later I hear you say you took a walk by the water, and mm-hmm. and so, but yeah, I hear you. Our emotions, we can't be attacked through our emotions. So, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, brother. It's good to hear your voice this morning. That Sister Tanya that was coming in the background there?
Yeah, I just, so funny, I got cut off right in the middle of when you were wrapping up or you were giving an explanation, but it's okay. I found a new tool that I wanted to share with you guys when we are battling the enemy. It's not new. It's just, I just refined it. I'll take that back. So there was an incident that happened recently, and I confronted the incident in love and humility, and I listened as I was I saw what I knew was the power of the enemy, because my initial interaction with the person was quite pleasant. And we agreed to meet so that we could get a better understanding. And I was met with hostility. It was so subtle, and I saw the hostility escalate. And I was like, wow, I was absolutely amazed. And so we had our exchange. We talked. I remained calm. I would not bite because I saw what the enemy was trying to get me to do. I would not bite. I remained calm. I remained pleasant. I will press rewind on a situation that has happened. And so I said, well, I am not going to be consumed by this because I know this was nothing but the enemy from the start to the finish. I made a decision that every single time, I said, I'm going to fix you. Every single time this person comes to my mind, I am going to pray for them, and I'm going to pray for them earnestly, and I'm going to ask God choice blessings over their life. And so sure enough, the person popped up in my mind, or a scenario of a discussion, of a part of the discussion or whatever. And I began to pray. Sometimes I was not in a position to pray out loud, but in my mind, I would begin to pray earnestly for that person every single time that they popped up. It seemed as though the enemy tried to intensify by bringing more thoughts. And the more they brought the person to my mind, the more I began to pray. And so it began to subside. Eventually, it went away. Yesterday, it popped up, you know, and I did what I did. So I want to encourage us, as we are faced with situations, it may not be somebody that you had confrontation with. It could just be a situation that you're dealing with. I want to challenge you to put a praise on it. I want to challenge you to pray for that situation and to view that situation with the outcome that you are expecting. It is liberating. It is absolutely liberating, and it's scriptural that we are to pray for those who spitefully use us, to pray for our enemies. While the natural part of us may not want to, the natural part of us may want to worry. The natural part of us may want to run from the situation. The natural part of us may not want to deal with it. At some point, we're going to have to deal with it, whether it is facing it head on or dealing with it because now that thing has turned into an illness or it has been magnified to a point where we need help to combat it. It's better, as fearful as we might be, it's better to deal with it head on, knowing that we cannot lose, knowing that God is there to help us in every aspect of the word. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Amen. And that's the final step that we get to after we acknowledge our parts. So don't forget the prayer, because I'm at that place. If I had not addressed what I was feeling, then I could have had reasons to blame other people, become resentful, and I would have been separated more from God because anger would have become between me and the individual. So that's the key to get back to God, to be able to pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tanya, for that point. Is there someone else that would like to share this morning?
Yeah, It's Dee Dee. I just wanted to touch with what Tan said, too, because it's real. You know, it's like we can say, and like you said, there are steps, but you have to be willing to take a step and not just stay there, because a lot of times the enemy will continue to play that offense in your head, so you're allowing the enemy to show you that offense over and over again, and you're not willing to open your mouth and pray or do your other weapon, whatever weapon works. Praise works, worship works, but repeat back God's word and pray, because I, too, have been doing that, Tanya. I want to, because sometimes the flesh wants to, like you said, you got to get your point out, or you got to react, or you got to respond back. And sometimes the emotions, because it is emotions, you will say something, and once you say it, you can't take it back. So that's why the word has to be so to speak, because once that thing, that word is said, that hurtful word, you can apologize, but it's not going to change that you said it. And the person that you said it to, even if they were the wrong one, it can start cause a wound that won't heal. So we have to always be willing and realize that we got to take the step. God has already given us the tools, but we can't sit there and wait on him to do it. We have to be the ones to pray and to forgive and not to let the grudges turn into bitterness, and the bitterness turns into sickness. I just witnessed, I just shared this with somebody the other day, because they were so angry at someone. She said her head hurt. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. That's not healthy, sweetie. You got to release that, because that's going to turn into an ulcer. That's going to turn into a cancer. That's going to turn into depression, dementia, Alzheimer's, all the things that Jesus bore on the cross. So when we really think about it and consider the cross, for me, and this is me, that's why I'm learning how not to let something, because we all get offended. We all get mad when somebody say something, or you hear somebody say something, whatever. But don't let it build a big old forest fire. Try to just, you know, if you can't get it right with that person, you know, in person or whatever, pray for them and then get it out of you, because it's like the saying is you're trying to hold on to grudges, but all you're doing is poisoning yourself. It's not hurting them. It's hurting you. So I love you and thank you again. This has been some good, I got blessed this morning. That's all I know. And you just helped me in another area that I didn't even know I needed help in. So thank you.
Amen.
Hi, Sister Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning. I enjoyed you this morning, as always. Love for you. Love that you're just a great clinician of the word. Yeah, I mean, just so gifted at what you do. I'm just thanking God for you this morning. As I was listening to, you know, everyone's response to your share this morning, I was just thinking about how the older we get, how the Lord matures us emotionally, and how we're able to, if we're willing to heal, how we're able to strengthen that emotional muscle, and how when we're sitting at the table of our enemies, and how we, and we're talking about on the inside of us, not just people, because we realize people aren't the thing, it's the spirit behind all of this. But how God has used all of that to mature us. And the older we get, when we learn how to sit with our enemy, and I mean, that can be very difficult when you can see some of the things that that really get you. And you ask God, please, to reveal to me what it is that's on the inside of me that I need to face. And that is really an area of maturity, and we can see where just even people around us need to take some time to sit at the table with their enemy, you know, and we're not talking about people. We're talking about the enemy of our minds, the enemy of our hearts, the things that we fail to reconcile, to deal with, and that get us, that trip us up. Because if I'm still dealing with the stuff that I had at 25, and I'm still dealing with that stuff, still dealing with it at 53, somewhere I'm a little retarded. I haven't got it together. I needed to really sit down and look at and face some stuff that had been really getting me. And I thank God for maturity and being able to share some things, because you do have to talk it out. You talk about that, you know, a lot. You got to talk this thing out. You know, while you're walking, you're talking and listening for the voice of God. And
sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to listen for what the Father is going to tell us. Listen for what the Holy Spirit is going to tell us. And I remember talking with one of my sisters one day, and she was saying it was this one thing that we were talking about. And, you know, she said, you know what? She said, that's a mental disorder. That really is a mental disorder. I didn't even think of it that way. And so I really even began to do an assessment of that. God, do I do that? You know, not taking on somebody else's stuff, but you know what? When we learn how to self-assess, or even if we allow others in our lives, you know what? I've been doing this lately. Have you recognized that? Being vulnerable to other people, being honest with us about us. That's even another thing. You know, it's not just my isolation, you know, that get me, because I'm learning about the isolation thing. You know, I know when I have to get out and do some more things. And, my God, I was looking at from last year to this year, and I've done more in this 1 year than I did maybe in 5 or 6 years. But it was purposeful and intentional for me to get out and be amongst people, because I know that's when the enemy on the inside of me has a party, when Rhonda wants to cut herself off from people. But learning how to reach out and being vulnerable, you know, and to allow other people to see into my life. And you know what? What do you think? You know, what are some helpful tools for me to really deal with this or deal with that? And that's an area of maturity, because we would like to think at the end of the day that we have it all together, you know, and that my boo-boo don't stink, you know. But I'm thankful for this call, because some people can't afford to go and give somebody money for therapy, or they don't have that kind of coverage. But when we dial up on this phone and we hear people share how their struggles and how they have walked through some things, and how to deal with casting down imaginations. How do you deal with that? Some do it through prayer. Some do it through praise. Some do it through reading the Word of God. You know, some do it through, you know what, picking up the phone and calling them Miss B or Dee Dee. You know, and saying I'm having a tough time, a rough time right now. But we've learned different ways to do it, so we have no excuse. You know, depression is going to come. But you've talked to us about some of the ways that you deal with it. You deal with it early. Deal with it early. Don't deny what it is. I rebuke you in the name. No, because you can rebuke it all you want to. You better redirect it. You better find some way to do it while you rebuke it. Get the tools together on how do I deal with anxiety. You know, how do I prevent it from getting to anxiety? That's undealt with fear. So how do I deal with my fear? You know, sometimes we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe. You know, when we're afraid, we hold our breath. I didn't even realize that's what I do. Sometimes when I'm afraid, I hold my breath, you know. But we forget to do the deep breathing. We forget about, you know, what God said, that he would be with me right here in this, you know, and who we can talk to. So I thank God for being able to call in and get some help and helpful hints on how I can really best deal with the enemy on the inside of me. Thank you for your share.
Amen. Thank you so much for your share. I thought about waiting on the Lord. He will renew your strength. And, you know, sitting at the foot of his throne, the things that he has already equipped us to use, we have the weapons. You know, it's when I heard that pastor talking about how we rush past the pain part of Jesus' crucifixion and his walk up to the crucifixion to get to the resurrection part, it stuck with me, because this is several years ago I heard this. Also, I just want to go back and mention that along the way, while we're sitting at that table, we are also making confessions for our sins and our shortcomings, because in emotional states, we are not always quick to stop ourselves in the past. Sometimes that emotional outburst gets started and we be on one. I'm going to take that back. Y'all don't do that. I be on one when that emotional stuff start overflowing. It takes a minute before I recontain and reestablish who I am in Christ. I have to separate myself from the situation. So my first step was to acknowledge to God that, Lord, I need you to forgive me so I can deal with what's going on. Because, see, the enemy is subtle. He is cunning. He is baffling. And he does have some power when we relinquish to him by not making confession. That's something that I don't hear
talk about a lot is confessing our sins. We talk about praying for other people and lifting other people up, but what about the confession of our stuff? Because we are not, I apologize, I don't mean to call y'all out like that, because it ain't you, it's me. Because I can validate my stuff, and I can hold on to it as long as I choose to without confessing that, Lord, I am living in a vat of sin right now because of my own thinking.
And even more medicinal is when we confess it to one another,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that brings it into a whole nother area of healing, you know, because we can confess to God and we're told to do so, but mm-hmm. he said our faults, you know, that we're to tell one another about it, say what it is, you know, don't beat around the bush, say what it is. I am dealing with this right now, and I'm not doing all that well.
That's where our help comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's kind of like we'll say, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Yeah, we're blessed because we've seen a new day. But what's really going on? So I'm grateful to have y'all, you know, yeah, some of y'all really tell all my business too. I'm very transparent. But there's times when that confession, Ms. D, is healing because you got to confess. So if you confess the Lord, call him up. Call him up and tell him because he know anyway. So for me, I can front for y'all because y'all don't really know unless, you know, y'all did the dirt with me. But there's God knows it all. So I cannot lie once I stop lying to me. And letting the enemy keep me quiet about the stuff that I did because I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to stay in that place. I started facing my stuff, and that helped me to grow, and it's helping me to grow. So I can say, God, I know you know, forgive me. I did wrong, but he knows anyway. I can't hide anything from God. So I have to confess my dirt, my attitude, my wanting to slap somebody instead of pray for him because I don't always want to pray. I don't always want to pray for y'all. I'm being real. Sometimes I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm just being, even my mom, who I got to take to the doctor this morning, I'm like, Lord, so I know her appointment is for a certain time. We're going to be there an hour before the doctor see her for 5 minutes. But I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to pray because I'm blessed to still have my mom. But do I really want to go sit in the doctor's office? No. But I know that's what I am called to do, and I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. But I'm telling the Lord, I'm praying ahead of time that this doctor be on time so I don't have to come up out of character and go to the nurse and ask how, you know, because sometimes I will nicely ask, is he going to be any much longer because she's 75? But just the whole confession thing is the key to healing, for real. Not just saying you're healed, but at least the process of it, because it's a process to it. And I'm still praying that God has taken me from healed to wholeness because I want to be made whole in every area.
Amen. Thank you. I was laughing because I have to practice tolerance. I ain't going to say patience. Just give me some tolerance, Lord, because I'm being a liar. And I'll sit stuff down and leave. I can't. And I need to work on that. I was laughing when you said that. You go there early, you have to sit and wait. It's like, okay, so are they coming? Don't we have an appointment?
Right. One time I had to ask, did the doctor die while he was trying to save somebody? Could he come on?
You know, hey, and sitting in the light of Christ to be exposed, it takes us being honest with ourselves. I had to really get honest, and I had to go down and pray about me. Lord, help me to be honest with where I am, so that I don't build something towards someone else, because it's easy to hold someone else hostage to the madness. And I didn't need that in my life because I desire to be able to be whole. And I don't want to carry no stuff forever like I have in the past. So this is a new walk, and I'm thanking God for it. Is someone getting ready to speak?
That was me, Misty. Yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm just listening. So I'm about to free somebody this morning. So for you guys that know, I hadn't worked since August of last year. And so my last unemployment check was my last unemployment check. And if anybody knows just the basic structure of how pay works when you first start a job, they don't pay you for 3 weeks, right? So now y'all know the first of the month was the other day. You remember the other day? A few days ago. So now I could have done one of two things, and I need y'all to know I dialed the number and everything. Now I know how systems work. I could have dialed the number and have done it in the past. Dialed the number, got my little coins, got paid again on Friday, and had what I needed in my mind's eye. So that's that stuff that we have the ability to do when nobody is looking. But when you get thirsty enough for destiny and purpose, the stuff I could have done, now my feelings say panic, freak out, it's rent time. And but my heart and my mind say, just wait and watch God. Now, to top it all off, now I'm going to tell y'all this in advance. Now, I don't know what God is going to do, and I don't know how he's going to do it. I get an email from my job saying that I have to go to Ontario. I have to be there Monday by noon. It's 6.5 hours away, and the only thing they cover until after they reimburse you for whatever your travel expenses are. Now, I could do one of two things. Now, mind you, first of all, they did not tell me I was going to have to go out of town for training. And so I'm saying this in advance because in my mind, and y'all know I'm from Richmond hard down, and I know how to make stuff happen. Now, again, I could have got them little coins in advance, and nobody would have bothered me, I know, because I've done it before. But I'm at the place where my emotions don't have the ability to override my purpose. And that's a journey. And it does not feel good. It is hecka uncomfortable. Extremely uncomfortable. But it's that thing that takes you from glory to glory to glory. And I'm testifying in advance because I don't know how God's going to do it. I want to call my boss and let her have it with two barrels. Because first of all, I got a sick kid and they know it. And they sent me an email and said you should book your flight as soon as possible. With what, honey? At the beginning of the month. And so in the middle of the core of my belly, I'm annoyed to death. But I also know the discomfort is intentional because God does not do anything accidentally or coincidentally. But I need y'all to know, not only am I uncomfortable, but I'm mad enough to call somebody and cuss. Because how dare you allocate my change for me, and I don't got it. So I'll give y'all the testimony after he makes the provision. And I'll say that with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
Hey. This is Kenny. I'm sorry. Dion, I love you so much. Thank you for reaching out to me the other day. And what you just said, oh, my goodness, that was for me. Wow.
Hallelujah.
You know, my emotions to take over and don't let that happen. And that's after you talked to me the other day and I said I was encouraged, everything, things start to happen negatively, but I'm not going to let, you know, say now the victory, but that what you just said touched me, and I really appreciate it. That was for me. Thank you.
Amen.
And that's what this is about today, Psalms 23:5. He prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Whatever it is that's internally going on, you don't have to succumb to it because he's leveled the playing field already. We have been equipped and prepared to walk this thing out, and they have no power over us. It's not bigger than us. And we don't have to go back to negative behaviors. We don't have to go back to old behaviors. We can sit on E and get from here to there without an issue. And trusting in him, because he said, if you be obedient, try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to contain it. Not looking at the finances, but the blessing of the being in a right mind, being mentally and emotionally stable to address the day. Because if we're not stable and abundantly blessed in those areas, we can fall short. We can go back to old behaviors. Like you just said, Sister Dion, it ain't like them things is dead. They still can rise up.
Listen.
But what will I do in place of?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I just was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you had a comment. Is there someone else? Thank you, brother, for speaking up. And you're in our prayers. You're in my prayers. I heard you the first day you came back on this call, and I've been listening for your voice ever since. God bless you on this journey.
And let me correct something, Ms. D. I just got to tell you, Andrea, you are absolutely right. I have a child that is healed that still needs medical attention from time to time. Let me say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you just said it the Richmond way. That's all. We know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's it. Yeah. I was just thugging it.
Amen and amen to that. Yeah, right.
I heard a third voice back there. Who was that?
Yeah, this is Pam. I'm just enjoying hearing everyone, and I'm here. I came in after the declaration, so I'm looking forward to hearing in its entirety. But as I'm listening to everyone, God's teaching me a lot, too, about, you know, that preparing a place before my enemies and just stepping into it. Sometimes I'll either stand back and just like, okay, God, you know, help or whatever, or then I maybe do too much. And then sometimes I might just need to ask, like in that situation, Dion, I don't know if it's your, like it's a new position, but just, you know, how they come back and ask, tell you to book your travel. Perfect. Can I have the corporate credit card number? I don't know. That just came in my mind right now because I'm having to be pushed in my own self to, like, my manager came in town and I had to rearrange everything. And I did it without even kind of confronting the situation. And I did. And I realized, okay, that was maybe a little bit difficult for me to, you know, do that confrontation. But I have to say, hey, I had arrangements already. Is this a requirement? And so God's stretching me out in that kind of way, too. I hope this makes some sense. I hope it helps someone, but I just wanted to share that.
Listen, yeah, Pamela, listen, honey, I felt my Shondo when she said that, Dion. And even when, here's what if we could just understand, if I could remember that the favor of God is over my life. The favor of God is over, and so he will create and set precedences for us. I've had it happen to me many times. Well, this is not our time. And the person got an attitude because they got to do it. They don't have no choice to do it, but to do it. They can't help themselves. I've seen people sit in my face and say, I can't do that, and then turn around and say, well, you know, we don't generally do this to people, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let you do it. We're going to go ahead and do this for you this time. You can say whatever you want to. I'm no favor when I see it. We have a little extra fund over here, but I don't care. Whatever you need to do, however you need to fix it up, as long as you meet that need. Because God works through people. Absolutely ask them for I just need the credit card number, corporate credit card number. I can give you my information so you can book my flight for me, however,
I'll
whatever
book it
works
right
best
now
for you.
Just wanted to share. Thank you. Yeah.
So being in the presence gives us the right mind to think things through and respond from a position of I'm on a level playing field. I don't have to feel that I am pressured to do or say anything, being in the presence. And that requires being grounded mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and also physically, because when anxieties and stresses rise up, I can get a little moody. I'm moving, and I'm going really quickly, and I miss something. But if I'm in the presence of a situation, fully there, fully body, mind, soul, spirit, it's in the presence of that thing, I can address it from a better perspective because I'm addressing it through the presence of the Holy Spirit that rests in my life. But if I'm not in the presence, if I'm not monitoring my body activities, I'm not paying attention to where my thoughts are, where my emotions are, acknowledging these things gives me the power to have a level playing field that God has already prepared because he is my base. He is our foundation. God has already given us, he just said it again, his word, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, whatever that is. But it's up to us to be in the presence. That means we got to be in the here and now, not thinking about yesterday, not looking at tomorrow. I got to live right here where I'm feeling this thing, where I know I need this thing done, where I'm looking for this thing to be done. That's where I got to be because that's where God said he's going to meet me at, the table in the presence of. That's all about God. Of is the story of God. of is, the victory that God has, because in the end, no matter what, God wins. As long as I'm rolling with him, we're good. In the present, I can't outrun him. I can't go in front of him, and I can't lag behind. I need to be right where he at. Anybody else want to share?
Yeah, this is World Princess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your declaration. Well, this came to me just now. I just started my job in October, and the checks, a change of address. Anyway, they always send my check to my old address. So I didn't have funds. So they would text me and say, Trina, can you go in and go to see this client? And this client is like a Marine. And I said, I can't go because I don't have gas and I don't have this and that. But usually I would go even though I could make it. But this particular time, because they did this twice, sending my check to the old address. And I said, I didn't know that I was talking to the manager. I said, okay, no, I'm sorry, but I can't go because that keeps sending my check to the wrong address. I don't have the money. I don't have the gas and all this. He said, okay. What is your account number to my bank? So she deposited my money right then and there because she needed me to go and serve the client. So I just want to share that.
Praise God. And by speaking up and saying something, see, you let the other party know that you are making some errors and I can't get my funding. Because it's up to us to let people know what's going on if we're not communicating. And sometimes that's a big thing. But just to talk about the job thing, I have not had a 40-hour week paying job in several years. Several years. And I pay rent every month. I pay utilities every month. I pay car notes and insurance. And I can eat. That's huge. And I know that it's only the God that who I serve that is providing for me. I know it without a doubt because this has been several years. And it has been times when I sat down and, know that my accounts, my bills that are due outweigh the money that I do get because I only work maybe 2 days a week. But I started this process with this healing circle with nothing. And God said, do it, and I did it. And he is blessing this process of this group that we started abundantly. Sacrifices. I'm being honest with God, being honest with ourselves, and knowing to be able to learning to communicate for me and us to communicate effectively with each other helps to quiet down a lot of stuff and have us a good resolve. Is there someone else that wanna share before we get ready to wrap up this morning?
I just wanna say this really quick, and hopefully it will encourage someone. I had an experience
ago.
And it was really confirmation for a lot of things, and actually several confirmations consistently. And in this process, just reminded, now this is a confession, and I want to say this openly because hopefully it'll help somebody. I will ask for anything for anyone but me. And it's a horrible habit, and it is some part of some stuff that I need to unlearn. I will give anything to anyone except for me, often. And it is the discomfort, and for those of you guys that know me, you know I try to fall back very deliberately. Because what I need us all to understand is we all on level playing field. I don't care what the title, I don't care what the position, that God sees us all identically, even pastors and teachers. And while their reverence is different because they speak and teach and preach the word of God, at the end of the day, we all have a responsibility. And so I'm saying this because the word says this, we have not, because we have not yet asked. And so as difficult as it is for me, and it is extremely difficult, I am learning how to ask for what I need. And I was informed that The only reason you will stay stuck is because you won't ask. And so some of that is tied to long lineage of pride, and I'm just being transparent right here. And not because I don't feel like it's okay to ask, but the reality is I don't necessarily know how. And when you've been on the other end of the scale, I was always the one that people would come and ask from. And when God repositions you in that place of humility, and that's all that it is, in that place of pruning, it puts you in a position to have to change your emotional posture and be that little child or that childlike person without being overcome or overwhelmed by the emotional intensity of the process. Does that make sense? I know I said a lot.
Absolutely.
But
go ahead,
Ms.
No,
but I was just saying it because in the process, as opposed to, because like I can't, y'all should have seen that first email I typed, I had to untype it. I had to untype it and type it all over from a different place, not from an emotional place. Because I was like, is you, man, really? Who does that last minute? But I am learning, and in the process of learning, it is stretching me. Because you know that feeling you get in the pit of your belly, those emotions, them feelings, them stupid feelings that make a fool out of you every single time? I'm grateful for those feelings because they remind me that I'm not in control. And that's what I ask God to deliver me from. Generations and generations of having to be in the driver's seat. No. I don't want to drive, Jesus. No, thank you, please. And that's where I think we all have to get in that being honest and authentic with ourselves. But again, that comes from loving you because you understand how much God loves you. God loves me, and he owns every single thing here. And he can make a way out of no way. I could get in my car and drive, but for the check engine light that's on, that been on, and I don't know how the car's still moving. How about that? Amen. Go ahead. How about that?
Amen.
Look at here.
And that's being
in
the presence.
Thank you, God, for your provision. Yes,
it is. Listen.
And in his presence, that's where his provision is made, in his presence. And learning as we go, because when you talked about asking for help, that's not always an easy thing for us. That's because in our culture, in our whole entire culture, we don't ask for help. We were the workers, so we didn't ask for help when our backs were bent over and being lashed by picking cotton. We didn't ask for help. We just did. And that's what we have been inherited. Just do it. And we believe those commercials when Nike say, just do it. And we believe what the world say, you don't need nobody else. Stand on your own 2 feet. We believe that stuff, and we try to live it out, and that's not who we are in our core being. So working through the fear and the uncertainties or the fear of being rejected or that someone is not going to be there, it's a big issue to learn to trust and come out from under some of those things that we have been placed in our lives that we inherited from years ago. And being in the presence of God, again, is where we find ourselves to receive the utmost love and compassion, the courage to run this race and live out loud. Thank you all for joining us today. Declare victory in your life. Remember that chapter 23 that we went through this morning of Psalms. Find yourself a place in there and be in the presence of God in this day. In this day, look for him to show up in your life in every aspect of your life, because if you look for him, you will definitely find him. Do not let him pass you by. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed day, everybody, as we move on with our day. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Have a good one.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Amen.
Goodbye.